Drug war on the cultural battlefield. New Jack City fights to lose. This is Mim Notes and Commentary from the Maoist Internationalist Movement. Culture is the battlefield, the center of conflict between our material reality and the false consciousness forced upon us by the classes which rule. In this battle, there are gains and setbacks, but in the arena of mass culture, it is the ruling side which emerges victorious, as long as it retains social control. To secure this victory, compromises are made to protect the bottom line. New Jack City, a brutal simulation of the New York City drug war zone, is a case in point. Hollywood today is more specialized, its audience more diverse than it has been before. The classes and interest groups vying for influence are chiseling their way in, creating a niche and supplying an audience. In this way, Spike Lee has created popular films directed at an African-American audience, pushing the ideological norms of the industry. His move into Hollywood parallels the growth of Public Enemy and other oppositional rap groups into the music industry. Both have created a stir, pitting elements of the upper classes against each other, while both creating and satisfying a cultural need among African-Americans. But in New Jack City, Hollywood has found what to it is a more acceptable representative of black interests. The movie yields a little ground, granting, for example, that poverty, homelessness, and unemployment are important factors in shaping today's ghetto drug economy. But it returns safely to standard Hollywood territory. The solution to the problem is more police, better police, even black police. To satisfy the obviously widespread understanding of police and the judicial system among African Americans, the movie portrays them both as corrupt, biased against black interests. So we see the police doing virtually nothing to stop drug dealing in the city. We see judges handing out short sentences, running a revolving door operation. And we see an angry African-American community suffer at the hands of profiteering black drug lords who turn against their own people to make a buck. But we don't see police dealing drugs themselves, cooperating with federal agencies leading drug importation schemes. We don't see selective criminalization, as the crimes of the poor are punished by the very rich who make them possible. We don't see African-Americans taking control of their own lives and communities to do more than kill one low-level drug lord. Instead, we get Hollywood's favorite, a hero, an individual, who takes matters into his own hands, meets violence with violence, and gets the job done. Ice-T is a frustrated cop who uses a corrupt police department to fight a real war on drugs. No kidding around here. The movie portrays an awkward alliance between him and the police department. They don't like him, but he's the only one who knows the streets well enough. He hates them, but they supply his weapons. Needless to say, this is not the way the world works today. The supposed drug war is not a failure because of mismanagement or underfunding. Instead, the drug war is a success because it is designed to provide the coercive counterweight to government-approved drug importation. It holds the African-American nation hostage, gets it coming and going. Those not inflicted directly by drugs will be targets of violence. Those who escape both will be compelled to appeal to the occupying American army for protection. Protection with a price, the price of further repression. For every crack dealer blown away by police, the political freedom and economic independence of the African-American nation is further compromised. New Jack City begins but does not complete a circle of logic necessary to understand drugs and their connection to America's political and economic system. This is nothing more than the classic failure and betrayal of liberalism. Identifying poverty and corruption as central problems is not enough, because both are symptoms. Unless the causes are identified, the error of choosing false friends, in this case the brutal army of the police system, will be repeated over and over again. The police are no more a friend to African Americans than Hollywood is. Both feed off of oppression of America's internal colonies, both make false overtures to deceive the people, and both wield the power of economic and political institutions to reinforce their hold over popular ideology. Mass cultural creations such as New Jack City often reveal central contradictions within society, reflecting the class struggles which occur beneath the surface of the U.S. landscape. But without popular control, culture and its institutions will continue as a vehicle for the preservation of economic and political power. For more information, send your questions or comments to MIM Notes and Commentary, MIM Distributors, P.O. Box 3576, Ann Arbor, Michigan, 48106-3576, or write to this station.